My little brother is my teacher. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Boys and girls, this is Mr. Kendall. I sit here on your bedside table every evening, my candle glow flickering in your face, telling you how much I love you, telling you about the wonderful stories that I find all over the world. The story is about little children who are doing wonderful things and exciting things and smooth things and dumb things. Well, I was with a little girl last night and her family, and they live in a very interesting building. It's called an igloo. And an igloo is what the Eskimos live in up in Alaska and in Canada and Greenland and in the northern countries. And an igloo is made out of chunks of ice that form a round house, and it sort of makes itself solid and wonderful. And in there, they build a fire, and the smoke goes out through a little chimney, and it warms up quite quickly. And then as it warms up, the inside of the ice freezes over to a frozen form and makes the igloo even more beautiful and more secure. Well, Eskimos live in an igloo. Now, not all of them, to be sure. Many of them have homes that are built out of lumber, just like yours and mine. But these Eskimos were living in an igloo, and they were living far north near the North Pole. And it was cold, very cold. And this little girl was something like 3 and a half, maybe 4 years old, and her brother was 6. And her brother had been going fishing with his father to learn all about fishing and all about being out in the cold and doing wonderful things. And her brother, whose name was Igloo, was a sort of an interesting person. And her name was Giluna. And Giluna always looked up to Igloo and said, "Igloo, how come your name is just like the building in which we live here, our house? Our house is an igloo, and Igloo, your name is Igloo." Well, Igloo didn't really have an answer for that. And he said, "Just a minute. I'll be back in a minute. I'm going to look that up." So he ran off to his father, who was in another igloo preparing the fish that they had caught that day. And he says, "Dad, how come my name is Igloo?" "Well, your name is Igloo, son, because igloo means a safe and a secure place where everything is harmony and peace and love. And son, you are a secure and safe place, and everything you do is peace and harmony and love. Your mother and I called you Igloo because we felt that was such a beautiful name." "But it's the name of our house, Dad, the kind of house we live in, made of ice blocks, Igloo. And you called me Igloo." "Yes, son. We called you Igloo because it is a very powerful name and a very wonderful name. Thanks, Dad." And he ran back into the main house, and he found his sister, Giluna. And he says, "Giluna, Giluna." And Giluna had gotten a little chilly, and so she slipped underneath some of the fur covers that they had for sleeping at night. And she says, "Yeah, Igloo, I'm over here." And so Igloo went over to the corner of the igloo, and he found Giluna all packed up in those wonderful fur coverings that they use to sleep under at night. "Giluna?" "Yes, Igloo. I found out what my name means, and I'll share it with you." "Oh, Igloo, how wonderful. You always are a good teacher of everything to me." And Igloo blushed a little bit. He said, "My name means a secure and beautiful and wonderful person. It means that I am always a good person. It means that I am always wonderful and secure and solid and beautiful," and all that sort of good stuff. "Oh, Igloo, what a wonderful thing to have for a name. Igloo, can you tell me what Giluna means?" "Oh, sure. Igloo had no idea what Galuna meant, but he thought, well, let's make up something nice. Galuna is the first flower that breaks through the spring and comes out and says, hey, summer's here for a short time. Hey, the weather's turning. Hey, it's becoming warm for a little while. Hey, it's beautiful. The flowers are blossoming. Galuna means springtime, flowers are blossoming, and everything is beautiful. And Galuna turned to Igloo and said, Igloo, you are so smart. And Igloo thought, whoops, I think I better go check that one out with Pop too. So he ran out to the fish preparation Igloo and he says, Dad, I just told Galuna what her name meant. You did, son? What did you tell Galuna that her name meant? Well, Dad, I told her her name meant the first flower of spring. Her name meant the growing of bright new things, and when the weather turns warm, that is the time of Galuna, where everything is beautiful, springful, and beautiful things pop out of the ground. Well, you know, son, you're very close to right. Galuna does mean all of those things, but what Galuna means, it's the sprite of spring. Well, what does sprite mean, Dad? The sprite means the fairy of spring, the angel of spring. Well, that's what I said, wasn't it, Dad? Yes, Igloo, that's what you said. But and the fact of it is that Galuna means the good fairy of spring, the fairy that comes when springtime bursts forth and the weather is beautiful and good. Oh, Dad, you know so many things. Well, Igloo, there's so many things I'd like to know, and I have only one way to find out, because I don't have books, I don't have teachers. My mom and dad, they taught me, and my family taught me, and the elders, they taught me what they knew. But there's so much more I want to know. And so, what do you do, Dad? What do you do? Well, and so, there's so much more I want to know, so what I do, yeah, Dad, yeah, what do you do? Now, come on, Igloo, relax a little bit. What I do is I become peaceful and quiet. And I say, all right, the divine sprite of all that is, the divine universal wisdom of all that is in me. The universal wisdom of all that is, that knows all about the snow and always knows all about the summer. It knows all about the seasons. It knows all about where to find the caribou. It knows where to find the fish. It knows where to find the seals. It knows where to find food. It knows how to prepare it. And it knows how I should do these things at all times. And that divine knows me. The universal knows and tells me. Well, Dad, can I meet the universal too? Well, son, you meet the universal when you become quiet and you listen within yourself. Within myself? Oh, but Dad, the universal, you say, is so big and so great and so wonderful. How can it be in me? I'm just a little kid yet. That's right, Igloo. You're just a little kid. But what a little kid. You are so wonderful and so beautiful. And you know, Igloo, when you teach Galuna all that you know and teach her how to go inside of herself to find out what she knows, you'll be giving Galuna the best lesson in the world. But, Dad, I can teach her these things. Yes, son, you can. And I can too. But when Galuna learns to go within herself, to her original self, to her absolute wonderful self, then she will know what all things are. And then she'll never have to question me or you or anybody, because she'll know right from deep within herself. But Dad, who's going to teach her about that? Igloo, you are. I am, your mother is. All the family, we always teach one another. We always are the teacher for one another. Like, Galuna thinks that you're her teacher, and your older sister, Galaxy, she thinks that you're her teacher, and your mother and I, we think you're our teacher. I am the teacher for everybody? That's right, Igloo. You're the teacher because you listen within and you tell us all the wonderful things about what it is to be your own teacher. Yes, Igloo, you're a very special boy. And you're surrounded by very special people here. You're not better or worse than any of us, but what you have learned to do, Igloo, is to listen to that absolute self within you, that wonderful self within you that tells you everything right now. And you're teaching us to do that. And I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you, Igloo. Oh, hey, look, there comes Mr. Sandman. He's coming right through the door now. He's coming right through the door. And guess what? He's got pixie dust. He's going to drop all over us. And he's going to put us to sleep and give us happy dreams and let us dream all about the beautiful, wonderful things that make life just so exciting. Hi, Mr. Sandman.
Hi, Mr. Candle.
How are you, Mr. Sandman?
Just fine, Mr. Candle. Are all the boys and girls and daddies and mommies and dogs and cats and aunts and uncles and everybody ready to go to sleep?
Oh, yes, Mr. Sandman. Now, just a minute. They're going to hug each other good night and then pop under the covers and be ready for you to drop your beautiful pixie dust on them. Okay?
All right. Got a cup of coffee or some milk? I'll take a drink while I'm waiting.
Yes, Mr. Sandman. They set some out here for me, and I haven't touched it yet. Would you like that? Oh, yes, Mr. Candle. Thank you so much. And so Mr. Sandman sat down as the boys and girls called their daddy and their mommy and gave them a big hug and said, I love you, I love you, I love you, and shouted out to their sisters and brothers, I love you, I love you, I love you. Come here and I'll hug you and I'll hug you and I'll hug you. And all the boys and girls from all the rooms came running into the room and they began getting hugs from their little brothers and little sisters. And then Mr. Sandman says, my goodness, this is quite a routine, isn't it? And Mr. Candle said, it sure is, Mr. Sandman, but isn't it a wonderful routine? Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Candle, I wouldn't miss it for the life of me. Thank you for telling such beautiful stories and leaving such lovely faces such lovely smiles on the faces of these children that we're looking at here. Yeah, they're wonderful. Okay, good night, boys and girls. Good night. I'll see you another time. Time for me to go now. And just know that I'm always there with you because I love you. I love you. I love you.